9.3. What can you do to favorably influence the dynamics on your life path? First of all, make sure that you fully assume your rightful place in the fountain so that your stance in life is stable and powerful. When you stand firmly in your own unique place, you can be who you are, including your beautiful and less beautiful sides, and all that you are and aren't able to contribute. You then assume your proper size, not too big and not too small, and act in line with that. The world stands a lot to gain from having people who appreciate themselves and others for who they really are. Don't allow yourself to be governed or completely governed by your ego. Letting go of the ego gets easier as you settle into your place in the fountain. Assuming your rightful place also generally results in more goodwill coming your way, which means you can get more done. People want to be around you because your quality of presence is high. You give them your full attention and have no hidden agenda. Take responsibility for everything that is yours to bear, even if you don't like it one bit. Face your fate, because your children and future generations will bear everything that goes unprocessed and unresolved out of their unconscious love for you. When you stand firmly in your place in the fountain, you're not needy, so your children won't experience any systemic pull to do anything for you or the system. Then they are freer, or free, to live their own lives. Don't get involved in things that don't concern you or are beyond your control. The benefit of standing solidly in your place in the fountain is that you can better distinguish what is yours and what is someone else's. Give your attention and energy to people and themes that you do have an influence on. Give only what you have. Otherwise, others will have to take care of you and rescue you. And keep an eye on whether the other person even wants to receive something from you. It could well be that you're imposing your helplessness on them because it's so hard for you to endure their fate. If you have come to the conclusion that you have something good to give and can contribute to the achievement of a goal, be careful not to become a substitute parent. Every human is better served when others do not come to stand in the place of that person's mother or father. If you assume the place of one of their parents, you deprive the other person of the strength to work from within on putting their own biological parents above them in the fountain. Allowing them to do so generates more profound power than you can bring about on your own with your good intentions. In other words, avoid getting into parent-child relationships with other adults, unless, of course, they're your own children. Keep working on expanding your consciousness. Make space for truth and reality to enter the picture. Slowing down is often an essential step in this process. That's because what things are fundamentally about will elude you if you're running on all cylinders. The same is true if you talk nonstop and are busy all the time. Expanding your consciousness allows you to perceive things more and more clearly. The effect is that you're better able to observe more mildly or even without judgment. You're more likely to see the bigger picture instead of just parts of it. You can also better understand what the possible causes and consequences are of the personal, collective, and universal consciences on the situation concerned. It's also good to realize that you're generally not able to judge whether something is good or bad for someone else. Only they can do that for themselves, and also only to a certain extent. Systems have laws. You may find these principles unfair or unjust, but systemic dynamics do not take ethics or opinions into account. Understanding how systemic principles work helps you make wise or wiser choices that are good for you and for your interests, both in the short and long run. Let systemic principles work for you instead of against you. In line with the influences of the three consciences, there's always the question of whether the dynamic you're struggling with is a personal drama, a trauma, or a repetition of a pattern that comes from a collective conscience, such as the family conscience or an organizational one. Resolve issues by facing what is yours and letting go of what is not. Arrange it further on a practical level or send it to the level where it belongs. If you suspect unconscious identifications have taken place, it can be extremely helpful to do a constellation. As we go through this summary of what you can do to positively influence the dynamics of your life path, remember also to learn to inhabit your body. Feeling primary emotions allows you to cleanse yourself within, allowing issues, difficult moments, or painful memories to be processed. Secondary emotions won't help you, nor will being a wandering head. Because of the prosperity-adversity duality, you'll always have to deal with moments in your life when things don't go your way. Don't let something incomprehensible make you cynical and powerless. Learn to trust the unknown and the not knowing. Saying yes to the moment and surrendering to it is more healing than fighting it. In doing so, you keep your quality of presence high. You remain connected with yourself and your environment, and with that, you can make wise choices. That's when a great deal of good can come about. Finally, a beautiful quote from the Dalai Lama in the context of positively steering your life flow in the direction you want, in as much as you have the power to do that. Give the ones you love wings to fly, roots to come back, and reasons to stay. 9.4.